This is GQDN for Tuesday, September 17th, 2024. Brought to you today by Audible. Go get your free credit. Audibletrial.com/thegroupquest. It's audibletrial.com/thegroupquest. I gotta be better sure of myself. It happens. And by swiftenergy.gg. Go get those drink mixes. Excellent, excellent stuff. Delicious stuff. And it keeps you focused. That's the key. So, when you go to swiftenergy.gg, put in the promo code QUEST in the checkout line. You get 25% off of your purchase. Good stuff. By patreon.com/thegroupquest. Lots of good stuff up there too. Might be some more stuff up there this weekend. And by stackup.org. Great community. In today's news, we got some games leaving the PlayStation 5. Oh no. But we do have some games coming to Xbox. Yay! And we have an update to the Epic Game Store on the Apple iOS. But we begin today with an update from Microsoft layoffs. Because GamesRadar.com said that, well, now 5 days later, the company will pay out even more money to the shareholders. So the report came from Bloomberg, and the shareholders will now see an increased quarterly dividend for the payout that they have. That comes November 21st. It's going up by 10%, which is 83 cents per share instead of the 75 cents. And the company also announced that there's a $60 billion scheme to buy back the stocks, replacing a separate program where Microsoft did announce in 2021. Now, if you remember, Microsoft did pay $68.7 billion to acquire Activision Blizzard. And if you also remember, they laid off 650 people of the gaming staff. This is what the article is saying, because earlier this year, there were a ton more layoffs that happened. But now you know the story. I'll let you draw your own conclusions, because I'll have my own this weekend. But at least they didn't crash, because PushSquare.com said that Final Fantasy 16 crashed. And this is also by IGN, because it was caused by the firmware update. So, there was an update on PlayStation 5 over the past 7 days. And the crash happened due to a firmware update. Now, players that were playing the game after the update did report that there were some graphical glitches and crashes in the console exclusive. So Sony, or I should say the Final Fantasy 16 Twitter account, did say, quote, and this is translated, "Since recent PlayStation 5 system update, there have been reports of crashes and graphic-related issues with the PlayStation 5 version of Final Fantasy 16. We are currently checking the situation with Sony Interactive Entertainment. We apologize for any inconvenience caused. Please wait for further updates." Now, Sony has not yet made a statement about the crashes, but IGN did reach out to Sony there for comment. And right now, they haven't said anything. So we'll try to keep you updated. Just like what we do with the lawsuit that would involve Epic Game Store and Fortnite versus Apple. Because Eurogamer did say that the game stores are now open in the EU only. So that means Fortnite and Fall Guys are now available on the iOS in the EU. Now, the Epic Game Store boss Tim Sweeney said he had no regrets at all over the Fortnite's absence from the mobile platforms. So here's what Sweeney did say about this decision. Quote, "We probably lost $1 billion not having Fortnite on iOS for the past 4 years, but what's the price of freedom? Now, we don't know if this is going to happen here in North America, but we will indeed keep you apprised on this." Now, let's get to a little bit more positive news. Get all this legal crap out of the way. Because Pure Xbox said that Battlefield devs didn't confirm a modern setting for the next Battlefield game, where they could go back to basics. Now, EA did drop some details on Battlefield, and where the next Battlefield game as well, because Dice & Company is going back to Battlefield, quote, with a modern setting, end quote. Now, the hits were Battlefield 3 and Battlefield 4, and the new head of the franchise, Vince Zampella, did say that with an interview with IGN. And he did mention the two popular Battlefield titles and how they are influencing the next Battlefield game. So here's what Vince did say, quote, "I mean, if you look at the peak of pinnacle of Battlefield, it's that Battlefield 3, Battlefield 4 era where everything was modern. And I think we have to get back to the core of what Battlefield is and to do that amazingly well. And then we'll see where it goes from there. But I think for me, it's that peak of Battlefieldness is in the Battlefield 3 and Battlefield 4 days. So I think it's nostalgic for players, for me, for the teams even, those are kind of the heyday. Although I would say 1942 also." So since he said that, Charlie Intel on Twitter did say, quote, "The next Battlefield game is launching in 2025 and will be a modern setting with classic 64 players, return to the class system, and return to the core Battlefield first concert art." So, will there be another Battlefield coming? Oh boy, it sounds like it. But what if it was with Team Asobi? Because according to BG247, they wanted Astrobot not to be a cameo, but they wanted to use the cameos for Astrobot to encourage the kids to play the classics. But BGC247 did ask, is it going to happen? Now, the writer did say that there was one episode that drew her attention, and it was the third one, where it focused on the cameos. In fact, the Team Asobi's director, Nicholas Dosset, did talk about that. Quote, "One of the hopes that we have is that the young generations will come across these special characters and then would be inspired to go off and play these older games and actually try them for themselves." Now, some of the classics were spotted on PlayStation Plus, like Jak and Daxter, Ratchet and Clank, but the actual ports came from PlayStation 4. And if you have the right tier, you can stream it from the cloud. But will this actually happen? Well, we shall see. We shall see. Okay, I talked about Battlefield, right? But I should have said this too. Because EA is discussing the possibility of a Battlefield TV show, or maybe even a movie. So, once again, they're talking to IGN, Zampella, and Zampella was talking about Arcane and how he loved it. I'm waiting for season 2, personally. But there are some ones that didn't work, which he did not name those. But right now, they're not looking at Battlefield just yet. Now, back in 2016, Paramount and Anonymous Content signed a deal so that way they could bring Battlefield to television. And that was preceded by Fox so they could get Battlefield to TV in 2012. And they could have had that as an action comedy that would have been based on Battlefield Bad Company. So could Battlefield be a TV show or a movie? We shall see. Battlefield's not going anywhere, but there are some games that are. So if you have PlayStation Plus or Premium and you don't have these games, you might want to get them if you like them. Like Ultra Street Fighter 4, Little Big Planet 3, Dragon Quest Builders, Dragon Quest 3 Builders 2, or Dragon Quest Builders 2, I'm sorry. Dragon Quest XI, Echoes of Elusive Age. That's a really good game. Dragon Quest Heroes, The World Tree's Woe, and The Blight Below. Gotham Knights, Toygoden Gwemi, if I got that one right, and The Evil Within. Now, we do know that The Evil Within is around right now, but we knew the timeline on that one. But that's the full list via GameSpot.com. But if you want a list, the Game Pass for September 2024 was announced. And there are only 3 games that are coming to Xbox Game Pass in this Wave 2 lineup. And they're only PC, they're PC only. And that is Wargroove 2, Era History Untold, and Frostpunk 2. Those are the games that are coming to Game Pass. But there's a game that's coming to PlayStation 5 and PC. And via Gamatu.com, it is Awaken Astral Blade. Now, that'll launch for PlayStation 5, and it'll be on PC on Steam and the Epic Games Store on October 22nd. There's a release date for PlayStation 4, but the date was not announced. So if you like Awaken, that could be for you. We'll see you again tomorrow. This has been a Dawn Forge production, 2024. All rights are reserved. Go play some games, people.